Hi everyone, it's me, Thriller Teller, back again with another horror story. But before we watch today's story, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Does this ever happen to you? You grab your snack and click on a video and then you need NordVPN. NordVPN is the fastest VPN out there, with over 5,000 servers in 60 different countries, allowing a wide range of selection of connection locations. So no matter what you want to stream, NordVPN has you covered. There's no need to worry about bandwidth throttling. All the traffic is encrypted, so your internet provider can't slow down your streaming speed. In addition, NordVPN is secure and very easy to use. You can use a one-click option or enable an auto-connect for zero-click protection. NordVPN allows you to easily change your virtual location to address concerns created by geo-restricted streaming services and games. It also has an automatic kill switch built into it. So if your VPN connection is suddenly lost, your device is protected from accessing the internet. NordVPN can be easily accessed from anywhere, whether at home or traveling around the world, and is available on every major platform. So try NordVPN today. Go to nordvpn.com/thrillerteller to get a 2-year plan plus one additional month with a huge discount. Again, it's nordvpn.com/thrillerteller or use code Thriller Teller at checkout. It's risk-free with NordVPN's 30-day money-back guarantee. Now, I know what you're thinking, that I don't really have sleep paralysis, but that I'm simply being haunted by her ghost. I wish it was as simple as that. The truth is, this thing has been haunting me ever since I was a child. My therapist says that it was the unresolved trauma from losing my mother at a young age that first started my sleep paralysis. Mother's death broke my father, and he became just a shell of himself. We had no extended family, and I was left to deal with my issues all by myself. Being so young, I had no idea what was happening to me, and my dad was in no position to help, only looking at me with disgust every time I would tell him about the little girl in my bedroom. He thought I was just asking for attention, but I was genuinely scared out of my mind most nights. So I just learned to shut up about all this. If I had known what was happening to me, I would have also known how to deal with this stuff. So simple things like breathing deeply, calming yourself down, had to be learned by me through trial and error over the years. You cannot imagine the sense of relief I felt when I discovered what sleep paralysis was. It became a lot easier after that, knowing that it was just a condition and not a monster. I learned to deal with it. Time passed. I grew up. My nightmares became less and less frequent. I fell in love, got married, and had a beautiful little daughter, despite my many psychological issues. Having the love of my life next to me every night pretty much cured me of the sleep paralysis, although I still had some attacks every now and then. But then my daughter grew up, and my life turned to hell as her face became more and more familiar. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. My therapist said that it was just my old issues rearing their ugly heads, and that I was projecting my daughter's face onto my nightmares. But I know better.
I lived with that face.
My trust in my therapist nosedived, and so did all the progress I had made. My reaction to this development was the absolute worst. I started pulling away from my daughter. It's a horrible thing for a father to admit. But being near to that face was turning into a debilitating experience. I started getting into fights with my wife. She couldn't understand why I was pulling away like that, not showing up for recitals, spending less and less time with her, and slowly turning into a workaholic. It all came to a head when I missed her 10th birthday to go on a work trip that I didn't really need to go on. My daughter was crying harder than ever before, and my wife was absolutely furious. The fight we had that day was the worst of our married life. For a second there, I thought this was it, that this would be what kills our marriage. But I managed to convince her that I'll try harder after returning and to give me just one more chance. I still remember that night. It is burned into my memory, every second of it. Phone call in the morning destroyed my life. While I was dealing with my sleep paralysis, some piece of garbage had broken into my home. He shot my wife, then violated my daughter before slitting her throat. All I was left with was pain and regret. If I hadn't gone away that night, if I had just stayed home, I could have protected them. The guilt I felt was soul-crushing. My daughter was calling for me that night, and I failed her. I let my weakness get the better of me and lost everything that was dear to me. My nightmares have gotten worse. Every night she stands there looking at me, wondering why I didn't protect her. I'm so sorry, baby. I'm coming to you. Now, before I end it all, I just want to leave you with this message. If it looks like your sleep paralysis demon is trying to tell you something, pay attention.
Hi guys, hope you enjoyed this story. This story is written by Bikram Mann. Link to his book Unclean Spirits on Amazon is in the description. I would really encourage you guys to go check it out. So I'll see you guys soon with another creepy story. Until then, bye!